All right, we're going to start now. All right, I am Aaron. I'm going to be introducing the Language Center here at the University of Uvescula. All right, this is what we offer, 17 languages to study. Does anyone have any idea why Finnish and Swedish are highlighted in red? Yes, the official languages. All right. So I only study Finnish, but you can also study Swedish if you plan on traveling. All right, especially Turku. All right. I was going to show you a video, but I'm going to skip it. It's actually easier just to Google Language Center at Uvescula because they buried our website. So just Google it. All right. Now I'm going to focus on the English courses. Pretty much interdisciplinary. Group sizes are from 12 to 30. And compulsory is, yeah. Attendance is compulsory, so please come, especially to the first class. All right, there are many courses, but we do recommend these five. The last one, intermediate academic writing, will not be offered this semester, but will be offered next semester. So as you can see, they're kind of linked to their language ability. All right, so just look at your language ability, sign up for the course. There are also other electives, but I'm not going to go into it. All right. So tips. All right, classes start soon, September 10th, so sign up. If you're not sure of your English ability, check Dialong online website. I use it for my Finnish. It's pretty accurate. All right, check the target group. Make sure you're signing up for the right group. I should also mention that there are courses that aren't advertised for exchange students. And just feel free to contact the professor if you're interested. And usually they'll say yes or no. And last thing, check your learning agreements. If you do not complete a course, it will affect your learning agreements. And you might not graduate on time at your home university. So definitely check that. And I am short and to the point. And now I turn it over to the Finnish teachers.
Kiitos. No niin, mä oon Maaria, hei. And welcome everybody to Jyväskylä. I see you can already speak some Finnish, but you might be thinking now that maybe should I learn Finnish while I'm here in Jyväskylä? It might be that you need Finnish for some practical things. Or maybe you want to get to know some people. It might be a little bit easier if you know the local language. Then you never know what will happen in your life. Maybe you're not planning to stay here for long, but maybe you get stuck in Jyväskylä. And then, of course, it's interesting to know about the local culture. And language and culture go together, so learning the language maybe opens you some ideas to the culture as well. So if you're interested in learning about Finnish culture and you would like to understand what's happening around you here in Jyväskylä, not only here at the university, but also outside the campus, and you want to learn, get to know people outside the university, Finnish might be a good idea. Also, it's easier to start learning the language while you're new here. And then maybe you stay longer than you think now, so it might be an idea to start learning already. If you are interested in learning Finnish, we offer you courses, and we have many Finnish teachers here. I would like to introduce my colleagues. Eli mä oon Maria.
Moi, mä oon Minna.
Moi, mä oon Anniina.
Moi, mä oon Kirsi.
Hei, mä oon Johanna.
So we will be teaching you, and our courses can be found in Korppi. You probably know about the Korppi system already. So all the courses and timetables are there. I will show you a little bit about our courses, how they look like, but we also have a little leaflet, and my colleagues will distribute the leaflet. If you want to have the timetables of the Finnish courses, they are all in that leaflet. If you're absolutely not interested at all in Finnish, don't take a leaflet because you are so many that we don't have enough but we can print more if we don't have enough. All right, so if you want to learn Finnish, you might be a beginner. How many of you are beginners in Finnish? Okay, is there anybody who already knows some Finnish? Yeah, we have people from the August course, for example. Okay, excellent. Okay, this is how our course offer looks like. We have basic courses. They are called Finnish 1, Finnish 2, Finnish 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and it's logic. You start from Finnish 1 if you don't know anything yet. Then we also have more folk. These courses are very big courses. They are 70 lessons, the kind of course some of you already took in August. But if you want to take a 70-lesson course during the autumn term, it starts in September and goes on until December. If you want to do something more focused, we also have smaller courses like conversation or text comprehension, and they are shorter and less credits. We also have some self-study possibilities. Each one is the most important one. I will tell you about it in 2 minutes' time. But first I show you something else. Okay, so first, if you're a beginner, then we have two courses for you, but you have to choose one of them. The other one is Finnish 1, and the other one is Survival Finnish 1. Okay, what is the difference? If you go to our website, you can find this link, Survival Finnish or Finnish 1. Oops. Where's our slides? Okay, yeah. Kiitos. Okay, so Finnish 1 is a much bigger course. It's 70 lessons, and if you're a degree student and you stay here for more than until Christmas, we recommend Finnish 1, because there you learn speaking, listening, writing, reading, and you also analyze the language. And after that course, you can continue your Finnish studies. Also, if you are a degree student doing a master's program, you might have a compulsory Finnish 1, so you have to check that. As an exchange student, you can also come to Finnish 1 if you're very interested in the language. But if you're an exchange student, you can also go to Survival Finnish course. It's only 24 hours, and it focuses on receptive skills and like how to survive in Jyväskylä, how to understand a little bit what's happening around you. But if you take that course, then you cannot continue to any other courses. So Survival Finnish is for beginners who are not staying here for long. We have 3 groups, and we checked the situation, and we saw that 1 group is now very big, and 2 are very small. Okay, so when you register, please check like where there is availability, so that not we have 1 very small group and 2 big groups. So see a little bit like what is the best for your timetable, but also the group size. Has anybody been considering the Survival Finnish course? Can you show by hand? Okay. All right. Then Finnish 1. Who is considering Finnish 1? It might be a compulsory course for you also. Okay. And who has already done Finnish 1 in August? Joo, okei, okay, hyvä. Okay. For Finnish 1, when you register, we have 2 groups at the moment. But please sign up in Korppi as soon as possible, meaning this week. Because the courses start next week, and we need to know how many people are coming. Because if we have a very big group, we might have to split it into 2, and then we have more groups. Okay. No niin. Maybe for those who already no Finnish. Eli jos sä osaat jo suomea ja mietit, että Suomi 3, Suomi 4, mutta et tiedä kumpi kurssi, niin voit katsoa Korpista. Korpissa on kurssit ja myös meidän webisivuilla on kurssikuvaukset. Plus meillä on tällainen spesiaali info. Se on perjantaina 7. päivä kello 10.15 Agorassa täällä talossa. Agora D213.1. Siellä saa konsultaatiota opettajilta, mikä on hyvä kurssi. Okay. If you didn't understand what I just said, it was not for you. It was for more advanced students. Okay. So they can go for consultation to know which level is good for them. If you're a beginner, you have to take Suomi 1, Finnish 1 or Survival Finnish. All right, then I said I'll say a word about each one, teach one. It's a tandem learning program. Is anybody already taking it or heard about it? Okay, hyvä. Okay, so each one, teach one, it's tandem learning. Their students teach each other their mother tongues and learn the language of the partner. So if you're interested in learning any language kind of on your own with the partner, you just have to find somebody to study with. So if you come from China, for example, and your mother tongue is Chinese and you want to learn Finnish, then you just have to find a Finnish student who wants to learn Chinese. Then you form a pair and you study together. You can study whatever you want. You can choose the way of study. You can choose when you study and where you study. Okay. The timetable is not fixed, but it still takes time because you need the time to learn the language. So you can only take one each one, teach one program at a time because it's not possible to have more at the same time. You start the program by looking at our page because there's more information, and then you have to find the study partner. If you don't know anybody like that, we have an ad page. You can post your own ad. You can write that I want to learn Finnish, for example, and this is my mother tongue. Or you can see the other ads that are already there, and maybe you find somebody. Okay, last thing, practical information. So all the timetables are in the leaflet for Finnish courses or also in Korppi. You have to go to Korppi anyway to register. And like I said, do it this week as soon as possible. Because the courses start next week and we need to know how many people are coming. Also, Korppi tells you where the first meeting takes place. So you sign up, but you also have to be there the first time. If you cannot be there, you have to inform the teacher. Because only then we know how many people are actually taking the course. And if the course is already full, if it says like max 30 people and you're number 50, it doesn't matter, you still register and show up, because then we know how many people would like to have the course. And then now when you're here in Jyväskylä, learning the language here, in the environment in Finland, it can be motivating and rewarding because you can start using the language right away and it can be even fun. But you have to remember that it also takes time, you have to work for it and you have to start using the language. Like I know that some of the August people have already started using Finnish. Okay. So we would like to welcome you to Jyväskylä and to our language courses, English, Finnish, and also other languages. And if you have any questions now, we maybe have some time for questions. Joo. Okay. Kysymyksiä. About English or Finnish? Okay, if you don't have any questions, you can still contact the teachers later. Is there anybody who didn't get the leaflet but would like to have it? Yeah.
Do you have any Finnish courses for academic writing?
If we have Finnish courses for academic writing. Yes, we do. You mean for Finnish people or? Okay. So you can take some of our courses, for example, Suomi Viisi, which is already more specific to academic things. But then also, if Finnish is your mother tongue, you can also go to kirjoitusviestintä, puheviestintä courses. Okay, kiitos. I hope you are more talkative when you take our courses. Okay.